glad you're here. Fellowship, greet us, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, we're certainly glad you're tuned in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's June 25th, the last Monday in June 2012. And like the morning program states, we're glad you're here, but we're glad that we can convey the fact that God loves you. God loves you. He has a plan and purpose for your life. So on this edition of Mark and Friends, you're going to hear about God's love. And I love the name Mark and Friends because in the studio with me is a good friend, a friend that I've seen the Lord work in her life for a number of years. She goes by the name Peggy Meyer. I know her as a servant leader. She might kind of dismiss the label as a leader because she says, Mark, I'm a follower. And I've said over the years, Peggy, maybe initially you felt like you were a little more behind the scenes, but I've seen you take active roles in leading and guiding and helping on various trips to Israel, being on the front lines with CUFI, going to Washington, D.C. as an advocate for the Christian-Israeli relationships and a lot of other things. So I'm going to formally introduce Peggy in just a few minutes, but let me first read, before I read a special passage that's important to Peggy and familiar with many of you, I want to do a few different shout-outs because John Bueller was in town. I think actually he's leaving today, but he used to be an instrumental part of the Singing Men of GNN. He was like a co-director with Barrington Coleman over the years and assisted with the guys, and he's been living in Florida. Well, he was up with Jim Gunther and Stephen McClary and a number of friends, so we got to go out and pal around and have a lot of fun. So, John, if you're still in the area, sorry that you don't have great Christian radio like this down in Florida, but maybe you can listen to us on our website, greatnewsradio.org. We do have streaming audio, John, and also our archive programs at our archive program page at greatnewsradio.org. Another quick shout-out goes to Tony and Loria Grift. You haven't heard her name in a while because I haven't been invited over to have her super delicious, bodacious spaghetti, the best in the area. But it was fun to see their new home as they moved from the Tolono area into West Champaign. And they had a friend over. I think her name was Kay. Kay, welcome to the radio ministry of Great News Radio. And also a special shout-out for Abigail. She had a one-year birthday party yesterday with a very proud mom and dad, Pastor Jason and Tasha Schiffo. And Tasha's parents were in, and a number of the church family came out and celebrated that one-year anniversary with cake and lots of great fellowship. So happy birthday, Abigail. And then also the reason I have Peggy Meyer in the studio with me, because yesterday after church, now she had no forewarning, no time to prepare for any of this, but I saw her out with a number of friends. We went to the Texas Roadhouse, one of my favorite restaurants, and we had the Bear Chair. All of you know Bear Chair. That's Skip Devil, Mark Barak, Larry Budget Tours Bunning, Mel and Meg Drennan, and we had a grand old time eating. And I think everyone at that table other than Mark has been with me to Israel 1, 2, 3, 5. Peggy, what, 7 different times I think you've joined me on trips to Israel?
7 times.
7. I think 3 or 4 different missions trips, and we've been talking about the upcoming mission humanitarian trip in March of 2013. That's about, I guess, 8 or 9 or 10 months away, that you're praying it up and seeing how God may lead. But before I introduce you, Peggy, let me read a special passage that typically when we have a guest in the studio or on the line, they say, hey, what's a scripture that has been meaningful to you, one that maybe has been used of God or has been foundational? Or sometimes I'll say, what's your go-to passage when you need a word of encouragement or you need affirmation? Or is like a bedrock verse, one that you can cling to. Many, like, will say Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll make your path straight. Well, you chose one out of Esther, and so I'll read that for our listeners, and then I'll just ask you, why is this a special passage for you? So I'll read a few extra verses than what you cited just to give a context, but this is out of Esther chapter 4, beginning with verse 12. When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer. Do not think that because you are in the king's home, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. and who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this. And so many of our listeners are familiar with that, just those few words, for such a time as this. But Peggy, why for such a time as this, even being in the studio with me today, have you chosen this of all the verses you could refer to or cling to or highlight or recommend? What's special about this passage in Esther?
I guess because I'm kind of a quiet person and don't share a lot. And the Lord has called me for such a time as this many times in different ways.
By way of introduction, I have seen you grow in the Lord, and it's been exciting. And I've kidded with you because I know the first trip, actually the first time meeting you and then having you a part of one of our Israel trips, you were much more behind the scenes, quieter. I won't say withdrawn or not personable because you're very outgoing. But you didn't see yourself as maybe how God and I and others saw you, as somebody that's very capable, somebody that's detailed, somebody that's an encourager, that's a servant, with many leadership skills, but not maybe seeing yourself as a leader. And I remember after that first trip or two saying, this gal has some leadership abilities, and I'm going to just encourage her along the way. And I think you have seen yourself, if you will, I won't say come out, but you've taken on more and more responsibilities. You said, okay, Lord, I don't see myself maybe as a leader, but if you want me to oversee some more responsibilities or take on different roles, I'm a willing vessel. So I think you've always had that quality of saying, okay, Lord, I'm frail, I'm fallen, I'm inept, or maybe those aren't your exact words. I would say that about me, but I'm available, use me. And so you have seen maybe a little shift in your mindset saying, wow, maybe I am able to lead in some way. So tell me a little about that transition, because I know I've challenged you to grow in this way.
You have, Mark.
Thank you very much, right? You have, Mark. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I have more confidence as people show confidence in me than I show more confidence in myself. And by doing the Bethmore Bible studies, by going on the Israel trips, I have grown a lot. I've always been a Christian. I've always grown up in a Christian home, but there's always room to grow.
And what would you say to many people that I'm sure are very similar to having that mindset that, well, I'm not that high profile, that up in front of everyone, I'm not really comfortable sharing my faith so overtly. And yet you're learning to do that, and you're learning to grow in that confidence. Did that just start happening overnight, or was that a whole long process?
It was a process. And every time that the words "for such a time as this," or "you've been called for such a time as this," come into play, I know that God is going to give me what I need to fulfill whatever that mission is. Because I really do have a servant's heart.
Yeah, which is so crucial or foundational or so important. And you have parents. I want to do a little shout out and brag up your parents. Now, you and your sister Jan, over the years, I can't even keep track of how many times, whether it's been a birthday or an anniversary or something special, but you've honored them with special dedicated days. But we've mentioned and highlighted your folks, Curly, Fern, and Doris Meyer, over the years so many times. I think recently they had their 62nd wedding anniversary, something like that, around 62 years.
Think 61. I think 62 is coming up in January.
Oh, okay. Well, many years, 60 plus years. We'll go with that. We've highlighted your mom. She's made these doggy treats over the years for our puppies, and they always love when they get those. Curly sings with the Singing Men of GNN for a bunch of years now, and we were praying up your mom for a number of weeks through the different health issues she had. And so what an encouragement to see her in Monticello a few weeks ago, where she was there with her oxygen tank, but nonetheless, she was right there participating again. So we were very encouraged. So you grew up with a mom and dad that loved the Lord, but give us a little more of the specifics. Like when you say you've always been a Christian, are you saying just from like the time you were two or three, you just knew that Jesus was the answer? What was that progress of where you've asked him into your heart because you knew you needed a Savior?
I can't pinpoint when I actually ask him into my heart. But I can tell you that at three, we used to go to Kittyland, and I always wanted to ride the Holy Ghoster.
The Holy Ghoster.
Yeah. So, you know, church has always been a part of my life. I went to a parochial school. I can't imagine going through some of the hardships that my parents have without having God in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're calling Mom our Easter miracle because, you know, she really did do a turnaround this year.
Yeah, yeah. We, for some period of time, as we were praying her up, didn't really know how things were going to turn out. And we would still see Curly many times at the Singing Men rehearsal, and he would share specific prayer requests and health updates. And so we're so glad that Doris is hanging in there. God's not through with her yet, and he's not through with you yet either, because I know there's other things you're involved in, like CUFI, Christians United for Israel. But there's another thing that you like, and that's reading God's Word, studying His Word, being involved in the church. So though there are many people that don't have a specific day, they've just surrendered to the Lord over and over again. They've drawn closer to Him through life circumstances, through heartache, through just the necessity of, Lord, this problem is bigger than me, or I need your help. So you've had an active prayer life for many years, and you've seen God provide and equip you for challenges and have you navigate through troubled water. So maybe take us through some of that, where you've just grown to rely on Him.
Every time I've been faced with a challenge, when I can finally give it over to the Lord, the answer comes quickly and easily and better than anything I could have dreamed of myself. And He has brought me through circumstances. Bank that I worked for at 13 years in Connecticut closed. But I always knew that no matter what, something better would come along, and it did. Might be at the last second, but it always came along, and I just trusted that the Lord would provide and didn't worry about it.
Now, I know He's provided some special customers for you. I think it was Pete Springer for a number of years. Wouldn't Pete come by, our little traveling evangelist, and stop by and see you?
Oh, yes. And I've had some wonderful conversations with my customers, God-honoring conversations, which in my job doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's one of my favorite verses. I think I shared it on Friday's program and many times in the past, that Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, is working for the Lord, not for men. And then the next verse goes on, for it's the Lord Christ you are serving. And even in your role with First Midwest Bank, customer service is important. I mean, the bank wants you to be very deliberate and intentional and providing good customer service, but you do it with like a glow in your eye. And I think, I can't remember if in your office, I haven't been there for a while, but you used to have a picture of you or something in Israel. And so it's easy to get on a tangent discussion, or if people say something like, oh, where's that picture from? And then you can talk about your various trips to Israel. So why do you go to Israel? Why do you keep returning?
Because each time there's something different, something that calls me to go. This last trip, it was because we were going to also go to Poland. But each trip, it seems like I'm pulled back to Israel. Once you go, you have to go more.
Yeah, yeah, there's so much to take in. Which just reminds me, I thought, oh, what else were we going to talk about? Oh, yeah, you just recently returned from Haiti. And originally somebody said, you got to get a hold of Peggy because she went on a missions trip to Haiti. And I know your dad and mom have a joke that, yeah, our international traveled daughter has been all over the world because you did just a few weeks ago return from Poland and Israel. I think there's about 10 or so people locally that went and then some from throughout the country with ICEJ, with the International Christian Embassy out of Jerusalem. They put together a trip that you were a part of. But tell us a little about, why did you go to Haiti? What was the catalyst behind you determining that's a trip for you? And what was that experience like?
My parents' church, Trinity in Urbana, was playing a trip. Trinity Lutheran in Urbana. They were playing a trip to Haiti. And I just felt in my heart that that was a trip that I wanted to be on, not knowing if they would accept somebody outside their congregation. But they did. It was through Lutheran Church Charities. And the Haitian people are so loving and so filled with the Lord. Their churches are growing over there, and it was great to be a part of that. It was a very humbling experience because I think sometimes, because I've been a Christian for my whole life, I don't always feel the joy that they have as being new Christians.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, now, you said that you heard of this trip and then you just felt like compelled or stirring in your heart. Tell us a little about that stirring. What does that mean? Like somebody that's tuning in, maybe they're going from one rock and roll station to another, or they just happen to end on 102.5 or 89.3 or 103.9 or 97.1. They're tuned in and they're like, what does it mean to have a calling? Or what do you mean, like God spoke into your heart? Like, you heard the word Haiti. Now, was it the word Haiti that you thought, God, I think I'm supposed to go on that? What was the catalyst that made you really feel like you were maybe even called to be on that trip?
I felt that I could serve the people in Haiti, that it was something that, you know, they have nothing, and we are so blessed here in the United States. I just wanted to give whatever I could of myself, of my time. And a lot of people say, why do you take your vacation? And it's because my customers at the bank, they want to know where I've been and what I've been doing so I can come back and share.
Yeah, it's very unique. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, and I have Peggy Meyer here in the studio. Peggy's been a dear, dear friend for many years. I can't remember if we first met up because of Singing Men or trips to Israel or some other volunteer activity where you came alongside and just started assisting. Peggy volunteers many times at Singing Men concerts. You know, she's there at our display table, whether it's in the assembly hall or in an area church or, oh, I don't know. I seem to, like, if you arrive early, anyone knows that arrives early to a radio event, I assign tasks, and you've helped out in so many different ways, along with a leadership role with some of our trips to Israel. You live in the center of the universe, is that right?
I do live in the center of the universe.
Philo, Illinois, the center of the universe. So, and I know you attend
Zion Lutheran in Philo.
Zion Lutheran in Philo. Mm-hmm. And I had the good fortune of yesterday, you came and you were visiting. I guess you've heard Pastor Jason Schiffo a time or two on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends.
I love Jason on the Wednesday
edition.
Isn't
he good?
He is.
So it was kind of fun to see you at church yesterday. And I said, hey, Peggy, by the way, I don't have a guest for my Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Are you available? And you're like, what? And I'm like, oh, Peggy, just come on over. And so thank you for, well, I guess I got to thank Larry for driving you out. And you found the highways and byways, the country roads, and you made it here to the home studio. We've already taken you out to the tree fort. And you've seen Beamer swimming in the river and had to dry him all off before we could do this morning's program. So he's laying there quietly. But it does smell like a wet river dog here in the studio. So he didn't get totally dried because we had to get you on the morning program here. You've had a servant's heart as long as I've known you, and you've taken on increasing roles as you've allowed the Lord, one of my favorite expressions, to work in and through you, to stretch you. And I think that's kind of one of the things that I would encourage all of our listeners to do is get out of your comfort zone and get into God's zone. And that will always mean a greater reliance on Him, a greater trusting in Him. It might mean at times when you feel inadequate or awkward or unequipped, but if God has you there, then He's going to provide all that you need, and you're going to grow through it, and it's going to increase your faith, and it's going to cause you to trust Him for greater things or bigger responsibilities. And that's always a wonderful thing for somebody like me that likes to see people grow. I've seen that in you, Peggy, over these years, and I can't wait to see what God's going to do this next year and the following year. What was one of the things that maybe in our closing few minutes here that God did in your life through that experience in Haiti that caused you to grow? You've already kind of referenced it. Here you saw the joy of the Lord in these people that had nothing, these people that were in poverty, that many people in our country would be upset or discouraged or look at, I don't live like the Joneses next door to me. Here you saw the joy of the Lord in them. But what were some of the other takeaways that you learned through that experience?
That it was very, very humbling because the little children, you know, they were so loving and wanted to be with you. And it was humbling because they could carry as big a rocks as I could as we were working at the church house. And at the end, I gave one of the cooks at our guest house where we were staying. One of your T-shirts, Mark. Great News Radio T-shirts.
One of the God Listens You Can Too?
Yes.
Hey, I still have a few of those, everyone.
And she just hugged it to her heart. You would have thought that I gave her something really special, and it was a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me want to just come back and give away pretty much everything.
Mm.
Although I know I can't do that.
Yeah. And what other things did you participate in? So it sounded like you helped build a church, or you were moving rocks around, like landscaping kind of things or cleanup?
They were doing a foundation by hand for the church office.
Hmm.
And we helped at a satellite church doing some landscaping things. And some of the men in our group built a basketball or drew the chalk lines for a basketball court for the kids.
Hmm.
And the kids were just so loving. And we played soccer with them, which was fun. And although we went to work, we found as we came back that our work there was building relationships on this trip, not necessarily doing physical labor, but building those relationships. Just like we do in Israel.
Yeah, sometimes we got to be careful that we don't turn the person into the project, where we forget that these are human beings, that the relationships are very important. Yes, there may be work to be done. And I know in the radio ministry, or most of us in our careers or our jobs, we get so focused on the task at hand, we forget about the relationships, the people. And even when we want to share with maybe our unchurched friends, they're not a project. They are created in God's image. They are to be loved and encouraged. And, you know, you pray them up, and then you just see when the Lord will grant you that opportunity to convey truth. Did you get any chance to share the gospel? Did you have a teaching role at all, or was that done by others?
That was done by others. The pastor, we did not speak French Creole. We were in the church for a little over an hour, and it didn't matter because we didn't need to speak the language.
Right.
We could understand.
Mm-hmm. And the time of worship and praising the Lord. Well, Peggy, you made it through. You didn't think you could do this, and I had faith in you. And I know you're going to have maybe bolder or bigger opportunities in the future to, you know, share your faith and to be used of God. This is Peggy Meyer, a great friend of this radio ministry, a monthly supporter for so many, many years, and just a good friend. And I appreciate you being available on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. So thanks for coming by, Peggy.
Thank you, Mark.
Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.